I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Full disclosure, I got an email yesterday from the daughter of our next guest, and the pitch was so good, I absolutely had to book her dad on the show. She said she is the daughter of James and Mary Laurie. They are booksellers who have been a Twin Cities institution for over 50 years. They've had a store in Stillwater, in St. Paul, on Nicollet Mall, in the North Loop, and now they're moving back to Marquette Avenue in the heart of downtown Minneapolis, just in time for the holidays. I mean, it was a huge move because they have, she says, over 200,000 plus books, countless prints, and also vinyl records. And I thought to myself, my goodness, how hard was it to keep a bookshop, a mom, literally mom and pop, her mom and pop bookshop open for the last 50 years. So I am so grateful to welcome James Laurie of Booksellers Bookshop to the show. And James, first of all, you have a great daughter. So great job, Dad.
She's great. You're right.
She's pretty great.
She did all the designing and the windows on her own.
Fantastic.
And the place looks great.
So how did James and Mary Laurie Booksellers begin? Take us back 50 years ago.
Oh, back in the 60s, we were looking for a way to make an income and something that was fun to do it. So we jumped into this by buying a dealer's inventory that was getting divorced. We bought his literature inventory, and we've been doing it ever since. We've moved four times, and every time that we've moved, we've improved our lot, and I think we're doing that this time, too. This was probably our most difficult move because we're older than we were 15 years ago. So it was hard, but the traffic's better here, and people are coming in abundantly, and they're very welcoming, and they're very excited to have us here. So I think it's going to be great.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was going to be my question, because all I hear is people read less. Not as many people are reading. Who's still coming to bookstores, and how popular is it still to peruse a bookstore?
You guys are close enough that you should come in, because
yes, we should.
You'll feel the excitement when you get here. It changes people's lives too.
How so?
They're introduced to new things. We have the best book on 50 people's shelves that they love. It came from us, and they can look at it. If they haven't read it, they can look at the book on the shelf and think, that's something I'm going to read when I get to it. Mm-hmm. And that's a positive experience. If they have read it and liked it, they look at it fondly and say, that was a great book. I know where I got it. I'm going back.
James, it's not just books that you have, and certainly, you know, you're not a Barnes & Noble. It's my understanding, according to your daughter, you know, that you and your wife, Lori, Mary, spent your life preserving rare, out-of-print and collectible books, maps, prints, and even vinyl records. How much of this is your own personal collection, and how old are we talking, James?
Oh, we've sold a papal missal that was published not later than, I think, 1435 once. We acquired the Library of Roman Vishniac in New York. You know, there were $20,000 books in there. A few years ago, I sold 40,000 vinyl records to one person, not a dealer.
Wow.
And I thought I was out of the record business, but within a few months, I found more to buy.
No doubt.
Is there
What's your favorite?
Well, I was just saying, you know, we've seen the resurgence of vinyl, and that young people are like, oh, man, you know, these are great. These are discs that you play music on. Is that do we see that? Is there hope that young people at some point will say, you know, I read everything on my phone, even books I can read on my phone, that there'll be somehow like a resurgence of people saying, ah, there's nothing like a hardcover, a softcover book, a dog-eared book, and that we'll see a resurgence in that?
There's always hope. A few years ago, I had some young girls in, less than 20 easily, and asked them if they knew what a vinyl record was. And none of them did. And I said, let me show you what a vinyl record is. And I pulled it out and showed it to them, and they were kind of awestruck. And that kind of thing happens all the time. Yes. You show somebody a book that we also have lots of prints and maps. Our selection of art here is pretty good, too.
You and Mary have been working together and have been husband and wife, I imagine, for over 50 years. Have you made that relationship work as you're together at work, you're together at home? Give other people some advice on a good marriage or a successful one.
You have to figure out to have time apart, because you have to figure out how to work together. And to make this business work, we do different things, and I couldn't do it without her, and she couldn't do it without me, but I can't do the same thing she does, and she can't do the same things I do. So it's a team.
I love it. So tell us again the location of the bookstore and when you will be moving from the North Loop to open the new shop.
We are moved. We are out of the North Loop 2-3 weeks ago completely, mm-hmm. and we're here, and the doors are open at 933 Marquette, just across 10th Street from the Hilton Hotel, which is a good place to park if you can't find street parking.
For sure.
We'll be there.
James,
especially the maps,
James,
man. I love old maps.
Oh, yeah.
I love looking
and
at
those
old
maps. Those make great
maps,
gifts.
Old maps put you in your place.
Yeah.
Because they're artistic, they're dated, and you know you're part of humanity. You're not the center of everything.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I need that.
James Laurie from James and Mary Laurie Booksellers, thank you so much for sharing your story. And tell your daughter, great job on the pitch, because I did love talking to you.
Well, come and see us. I've thought of you.
Yes, I will.
Several times I've looked at books thinking, you know, I should send this book to Jordana because I think she'd enjoy it and learn something new.
I'm coming. I just finished, by the way, I'm sorry, we're going to talk about books now because I love books. I just finished The Librarian. Did you read The Librarian? It was about the woman who curated J.P. Morgan's now public library in New York City.
Yep.
Oh,
I know the book.
She was a black woman who lived as a white passing, because if anybody hasn't read that, read The Librarian about J.P. Morgan's library. So good. James, I'm coming to visit you. I'm coming.
Great. I look forward to both of you.
Okay. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.